Open your Bible right quick, please. The book of Revelations, if you would, chapter 22. Lay your finger there. May I say I've enjoyed this week. Some of you have endured it, and I've enjoyed it. Amen. But I sure appreciate these girls coming. I want you to watch this. The whole theme of this whole thing, look in Revelation chapter 22. Let me read verse 1. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, please. All right. How many of you unashamedly can say, Brother Sisson, if I was to die, I know I'd go to heaven. I'm S-A-V-E-D.
Amen.
Saved. Now, I want you to listen to me. If you're really saved, that means that there's a time in your life that you came to the end of yourself.
Yes.
All right. Now, listen, you're not saved by works. You're not saved by baptism or whatever. But now, don't lie on me and don't start no war with me. If you're really truly saved, you're changed from inside to outside.
Yeah. Amen.
Your desires change. Your attitude changes. Your appearance changes. Everything changes.
Right.
I get so much mail from radio listeners, and here's what they'll say. You preachers teach you can get saved and just do anything you want to do. I do anything I want to do. God just changes your want to. Now, if your want to's never been changed, that means you don't have salvation.
Correct.
Sort of pitiful, ain't it? Sort of pitiful. All right, if Brother Charles Bullock is saved, he is indwelt by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Right or wrong? All right, the Spirit of God teaches him what is right and what's wrong. I was in the jungles of New Guinea. You don't have to teach those natives to be baptized.
No.
You don't even have to teach them to go get clothes on.
Yeah.
Why is that with us?
Yeah, come on.
We have so cheapened the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
I love that, just like a walking order. He learned that from last week. Okay, if you're really saved, Brother Billy, what good would it do? And there's a good bunch of people here tonight. Appreciate that coming. But what good would it do to build four auditoriums like this and the rapture occur and only 10% of them leave?
You're right.
That's the reason why the truth shall set you free and you shall be free indeed. That's the reason why we ought to hammer the truth. If everybody in the building gets upset, say amen.
Yeah.
The truth is what sets you free. Now stay with me. I want you to go, Revelation 22. We've been talking about, and then we're going to get the turn sister. Look back if you would. Let me read verse 27, chapter 21. Now remember this. The Bible wasn't always in a chapter and verse form. It was in a scroll. So chapter 21 and verse 27 says this. There shall be no wise entering into anything that defileth. Neither anything, did it get that? Neither whatsoever worketh abomination. Do this. That's what the book says. Or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah. Now, if you got the right kind of Bible, the word Lamb is capitalized.
Yeah.
Now, drop down to chapter 22 in verses 1. Now, it says, And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as a crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now, watch this. In the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there a tree of life. Glory!
Amen.
Thank you, sis. There was a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were there for the healing of the nations.
Right.
Now look in verse 3. And there shall be no more curse.
Yeah.
Boy, that right there is going to make you shout a while.
Right.
No more curse. Now watch. But at the throne of God and the Lamb, there it is again, shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. There's not going to be no big eyes and little ewes in heaven.
Absolutely.
Now drop down to verse 3. Now, I'm sorry. Verse 4. They shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Now look in verse 5. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth him light. And they shall reign for what? Now say it back to me. Forever and ever. Now write this on the flat leaf of your Bible. 390 times in the entirety of the Bible, the word forever is mentioned. Now go back to Genesis, if you would. This is the law first mentioned. And look in chapter 3, please. If you would, in Genesis chapter 3, and let me read it to you, if you don't mind. In Genesis chapter 3, keep your finger in Revelation 21. All right, now watch this. Now watch. Now I got to show it to you. Verse 21, chapter 3. Unto Adam also his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. Do y'all see the word S-K-I-N-S?
Yes.
Skins. And it says, and clothe them. Now, if you notice back in your Bible, it says, "And God clothed them." Well, the lambs are for thy clothing. That's in Proverbs 27, verse 26. But look at your next verse. "And the Lord God said, Behold, the man has become as one of us." Who is the word us in Genesis 3? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I got a church, Brother Charles Bullock, that lost 95 people in Delhi Hills in Cincinnati. From Sunday till next Sunday, they lost 95 people over the pluralism of the Trinity. This thing is coming like an avalanche into our churches. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Explain it. I can't explain to you. Hey, look here just a moment. If Adam and Eve got in this world without father or mother, explain to me the virgin birth. What if Adam and Eve got into this world without father and mother? Explain that to me. Do this. Biblically, you'd be shocked to death how many people do not believe the biblical account of the creation of God. You'd be absolutely shocked to death. Now, God, let's go back. Now, I want you to watch this. Now, watch. Look in chapter 3 and look in verse 22. Let me read again. "The Lord God said, Behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and do what, Brother Jimmy? It plainly says, and live forever." All right, 390 times in the Word of God, it says, what in the name of heaven does the word forever mean? Ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. No in-betweens there. It plainly says, if you look at Revelation 21, chapter 21, chapter 22, he says, and to eat of the tree of life and live forever. Man, if you're here and unsaved, there's a void and a vacuum in your life. There is a heaven, there is a hell, and the only way you're going to escape the burning of hell is to have your sins underneath the blood of Christ. You can't walk down the church aisle. You can't be good enough. You can't shake hands with nobody. I know what's going through your mind. Boy, I enjoyed the good singing. I did too. But could I tell you something right now? Don't anything ever bubble up inside of you? Don't the Spirit of God ever bear witness with your spirit? All right, there's a void and a vacuum in your life. I sat there in that pew and I thought to myself, there's Miss Sharon back here, and I appreciate them coming. And Ron, they're friends of ours. We ate at Bob Evans. I think we did, didn't we? We destroyed Bob Evans. In fact, their stock rate will go up. I'm just kidding. But they knew me when I was born and raised in Crab Orchard. I seen my first cousin today was at Bob Evans, my cousin's daughter. Well, when I went over and talked to her, it flared back my memory. And I'm not going to get into it. He was the mayor. But when I went back when I was a boy, I used to drink a lot. And I was in trouble a whole lot. In, out, in and out. There's an emptiness in my life. There was a void and a vacuum in my life. And when them girls were singing, it triggered me inside. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. I not hope so, not guess so, not maybe so, but I'm going to heaven, thank God, because God saved me, amen. Yeah. Well, preacher, 50-some years of my life, I've been preaching. Well, I realize and understand that we were made in the image and the likeness of God, and God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. Yeah. All right, so man is do what? We're made to live forever. If you die and go to hell, you're not just consumed up in a fire. You're not going to have no friends there if you go there. In fact, Matthew 25, verse 41, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Wasn't prepared for us. But Revelation says that we would live forever. Well, I got to thinking, that's dangerous for me to do that. But have you ever, well, it is. Quit that. Get me tickled. Brother Charles lost his wife. He didn't lose his wife, but his wife passed away this week. And I got to think about Miss Rosalie. And I got to think about my boy. I got to think about them that's your dad, that's done in heaven. Are they there presently?
Yes.
To be with Christ, which is far better. For me to live is Christ. For me to die is gain.
Yeah.
All right, have you ever thought about, because you got saved, how old was you when you got saved?
14.
14 years old. I ain't going to ask you how old you are now, probably 90.
Not hard.
But Brother Billy, have you ever thought about the moment you got saved, you was put in the family of God, your name was wrote down, and you're, like they sang a moment ago, royal blood is flowing through your veins.
Right.
But have you ever got to thinking, Brother Billy, because we're made in the image and the likeness of God and we were made to live forever, have you ever got to wondering what's down the road for us? Now, I may run, but Jimmy's promised me he'll carry me back. I can run, but I can't. I have to walk back. But have you ever got to thinking, because you got saved, your past is gone, correct? Your name's wrote down the Lamb's book side. In a millisecond, here you are a saved person, right? All right, they sang an old happy day. I love what Billy was doing a moment ago. His arm couldn't stretch no more. He was doing this, but I was watching him doing. He had a little rhythm in him. I like that part of it. Amen, says, amen, Billy. It's all right to have a little rhythm, ain't it?
It is.
Ain't it right, girls? Ain't it right to have a little rhythm? I like rhythm. But now watch this. Have you ever thought about the day, moment that God saved you, God erased your past, wrote your name down the Lamb's book? But have you ever got to thinking, what's down the road? Have you ever got to think about it? Forever. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1 right quick. I got to show you this. Everybody go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Mary, you and Amy, get ready just a moment. I'm going to show this to you. Go to 2 Timothy, please, chapter 1. And I'm going to read verse 5. Everybody turn to 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. I'm so honored you come every night, but I appreciate these girls here. Look in verse 5. Everybody, please, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfinished faith that is in thee, which dwelleth first in thy grandmother, thank God, Lois. You ought to thank God you got some godly heritage back there. Say amen there. Then it says, and thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded of thee also, Paul said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stirrest up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Look in verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, but of power, but of a sound mind. Amen. Amen, sister. Now, look down in verses 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me the prisoner, but thou be a partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, look in verse 9, and I'm not an English major. Who hath what?
Saved.
Say it real loud.
Saved.
What in the name of the word does the word H-A-T-H mean? Hath. You want me to say that again? Who hath saved us. Now look in your Bible. Hath saved us. So the moment you got saved, God saved you, forgave you, wrote your name down the Lamb's Book of Life. Now watch this. I'm going to probably have a spell just in a moment. My wife says, you ain't going to have no spell. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, but according, not according to our works. Look in your Bible, not according to our, you can't do good enough to be saved.
No.
But I do believe after you get saved, you'll want to live right. Now watch. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Yeah.
Now watch, look down in verse 10. Now look in your Bible, the word but is a conjunction. But it's now made manifest or known by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death.
Amen.
Who hath abolished death. When did he do that? When he cried, John 19:30, it is finished.
Amen.
Jesus not only tasted death, he destroyed him that had the power of death. But in Revelations 1, he says, I have the keys of death and hell.
Yeah.
Now watch. Who hath saved us, now verses 10, and the Bible says, who hath abolished death and brought life and more immortality. Now watch, to light through the gospel. Now watch this. Whereupon I'm appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffered these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed. Over and over again in this chapter, you find Paul saying, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. Hey, Timothy, don't be ashamed. But I got to thinking on what's down the road for us. I don't know today. I'll be honest with you. I've had so many things go south today. Boy, I'm glad there's going to come a brighter day.
Amen.
I don't know if y'all feel that way or not, but boy, I'm glad there's coming a brighter day.
Absolutely.
There ain't going to be no depression. There ain't going to be no disturbed. There ain't going to be no drunks where I'm going. Thank God. I'm talking about a brighter days down the road. Amen. No little kids abused. No dementia. There's a brighter day coming. I didn't realize that the moment I got saved, but I sure realize it now.
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't want to attend church. Now I love church. Somebody asked me, how come me and my wife get along so good? We go to church all the time.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
What do you think about, oh, I'm sorry, let me clean. I get excited, don't even know where I'm at. I'm talking about, James, a brighter day down the road. A brighter road down the road. A brighter day down the road.
Yeah,
no funerals.
Amen.
No funerals, yeah. Amen. Glory, thank God.
Amen.
Brighter day.
Yeah.
Who hath saved us? Now, did you get this?
Yeah.
I'm not preaching yet. Amen. Who hath saved us, called us? Y'all ain't getting nothing. That word forever just tears my mind up. Now, what you got? I got a herd to go. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, who hath saved us, called us, but according to his own purpose and grace, all right, which is given us in Christ Jesus. There's no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus. No salvation apart from the Lord Jesus, amen. Now, listen to me. There's coming a brighter day for us that's saved. A brighter day. Something else. And a better tomorrow. Brother Sisson, do you really believe that with all the every ounce and fiber that's within you? In a millisecond, I'm here, and the next minute, I'm in glory.
Amen.
Well, I love thinking about
Indeed.
It. Paul said, boast thyself not for tomorrow, for you don't know what tomorrow may bring. But for us that say there's going to be a better tomorrow.
Yeah.
No church splits, nobody mad, nobody angry. Well, won't that be good, Rick?
Amen.
We might let you in, I don't know. We're talking about building a wall. We're going to build a wall around you, son. And Roger, we're going to put Roger in a wall. Say amen right there. Give him a tape of it. Give him a copy of this. They're building a wall down in Mexico. We're going to put a wall around Roger Thompson. That'd be good. Is that any relation to you? No, that's not. You don't want to know that. I deny it anyway. I'm just kidding. Please don't tell him I said that. But what I'm saying, not only a better tomorrow, there's going to be a brighter day, thank God. But now watch this. I believe this all my heart. I believe heaven is a beautiful place. I can't describe it. My wife and I was in New Guinea. We was in Australia. Beautiful place. Jerusalem's a beautiful place. Hey, the Swiss Alps is a beautiful place. Beautiful. We was in Amsterdam, Holland. Beautiful place. But I mean, it ain't going to be nothing compared to where I'm going, sis. Don't y'all ever get excited? I never will forget, my wife and I went down and seen the AOL president. We seen his house. How many millions? Was it 55 million, Mary? We went and seen this man's house, AOL president, back, this been years ago. I think it was like, I never seen nothing like it in my life. Hand-carved mahogany everywhere. His rent, the guest house was like 8,000 square feet. I've never seen a house like this in my life. I'm walking through there and this guy was telling me all this and telling me all this. And by the way, the walls opened up. They were pure glass, and the walls done this back inside of each other and it opened up to the ocean. Now here, 13 fireplaces.
Good.
Why do you need a fireplace in Florida? I honestly, I never seen nothing like that in my life. But gee, that ain't nothing compared to where me and you going, girl.
Amen.
You don't think right. I mean, you ever think like that, Brother Billy? Have you ever contemplated what kind of beautiful place is waiting on us, James?
Indeed. Indeed.
Boy, I love thinking about it, Brother Billy. What a beautiful place.
Right.
I never forget my wife and I went down and seen, down in Asheville, North Carolina. What is that big old?
Biltmore.
I parked my camper out there and she wanted to go see the Biltmore house. So we walking around through there looking at all this, and this guy was saying, this belonged to Napoleon, this belonged to this one, this belonged to that. I never seen such a place in my life. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
That tapestry, that belonged to so-and-so, and this belonged to this was belonged to Napoleon.
Yeah.
We got upstairs, and so help me, this woman, she showed us this is a water closet. Y'all know what a water closet is?
No.
They had water inside plumbing in 1900. They had a bowling alley in 1900. They had electricity in 1900. And that water closet today is nothing but a bathroom. That's what they called it. Look at y'all. I said, man, we had water closets, but there's on the outside. No water in them. But listen to this. We was following this guy around, Brother Biddy. I had never in my life, they showed me a grapevine outside that they said an orchard that been there for 1800 and something. And it's talking about all of the beauty of this place. I said, that's nothing compared to where I'm going.
Yeah.
I never forget what she, you know what she said? She said, halftime. Said, we got a Baptist amongst us. Jesus said in John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. Do you believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are A-R-E, not rooms. Did y'all get the R part? A-R-E, in my Father's house are many mansions. If I go, I go to do what? Prepare a place for you. That means they was already there. But he's going to go prepare a place for us. Whoopee. The new city, the new Jerusalem, comes down from God, adorned as it was a bride for her husband. Glory to God, a beautiful place, amen. You ever thought what it'd be like? You know, I'm sort of mad at your wife. Yeah, why did you beat me to the draw? Have you ever thought about that, Brother Billy? Have you ever, she got to lay hold upon the beauty of that place before you, long. Ain't that awful? She outrun us, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Gone her hide. Y'all don't think right. Because we got saved, this beautiful place is for us. On the opposite side, the flip side, hell awaits its weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. And you don't just consumed. You're not just consumed. Read Luke 16. The rich man had all five of his senses. All five of them. You have all five of your senses. And by the way, somebody craved water. So in hell, you'll crave not only water, but you'll crave whatever you craved here.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that?
Come on.
Have you ever thought about that? Boy, I'm so glad I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
Who hath saved us? Now, I want you to watch this. This is going to really, the cream's going to come to the top. So we got a beautiful place to go to. Now watch this. There's another thing, right? Not only this beautiful place, but I thought about our lovely Savior for the first time. We sang that song. Girls, do y'all know it will be worth it all? It will. I ain't no singer. It will be worth it all. Won't that be a blessing? When we first see him for the first time in our life, I'll be on, in a millisecond, we're going to sing it will be worth it all, and it was worth it all. Every trial, every tear that we ever got into. But listen, go back to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Who hath saved us? Say the word with me.
Saved.
Just say it. Just say the word saved.
Saved.
See, I don't think sometimes we really contemplate what we're saying. If you go to Acts 16, you remember the Philippian jailer?
Yes.
Do y'all remember he's going to commit suicide because he thought the prisoners was gone?
Right. Yeah.
He come inside and he said, here's what he said. What must I do to be saved? Have you ever wondered, what made him say that? What, have you ever contemplated in your mind what made him say that? What must I do to be saved? Well, Paul and Silas at midnight had been singing praises to God.
Yes, yes.
Now, I've got to show you this. Now, I want you to keep your finger in 2 Timothy. The Bible says that we got this brighter day. We got this better tomorrow. We got a beautiful place waiting on us. But then we got our beloved Savior that we're going to see. But I want you, all because we got saved. In Acts 16, he said, what must I do to be saved? He admitted he wasn't saved.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever get that? The hardest thing is to get people to admit they're lost.
Right, right, right.
Hardest thing in the world is to get people to admit I'm lost. All right, look in your Bible, Acts 16. What must I do to be saved? So he admitted he wasn't saved, correct?
Right.
Now watch this. I love that word saved. Also, but watch this. He came to two men and said, what must I do to be saved? Salvation is not a matter of doing, it's already done.
That's right.
Now listen to me. I want you to get this. I'm back to 2 Timothy just a moment. What do you mean, preacher? I'm talking about this man. He said, what must I do to be saved? So he admitted he wasn't saved. He admitted he didn't even know how to be saved. He said, what must I do to be saved? I meet people all the time. They think they're incurably religious.
Yeah.
They are. They really are. People are incurably religious.
Right.
I wish people would go back and go to a library and just say, where'd the Baptists come from?
Right.
Where'd the Church of God? Where'd the Methodists? Where'd the Church of Christ? Where'd the Catholics? And I mean, just literally study their origin. Your eternity's hanging on it, Rick.
Yes.
Not your feelings. I feel good because I am saved. Say amen right there, girls.
Right.
I feel good because I am saved, amen. But I don't depend on my emotion to get me to heaven.
Right.
Now, I'll be honest with you, I can feel a little soul in him singing. I like that. I like that. But I'm saying this man in Luke 16 admitted he wasn't saved. And look, he didn't even know how to be saved. He said, what must I do? When you drop off in hell, there ain't going to be no way you're going to accuse me or anybody else of not having to be saved. Now, back in 2 Timothy chapter 1, who hath saved us? Now, I want you to watch this. Luke 16, he admitted he wasn't saved. Then secondly, he admitted he didn't know how. He said, what must I do? But he wanted to be saved. What must I do to be saved? Well, Paul told him how to be saved. But now in 2 Timothy, it says, who hath saved us and called us, not with our holy calling, not according to our works. All right, when Jesus died, he died for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Let me say that again. He died for every man, woman, boy, and girl. But did you know God will not kick the door down to your heart? You're a free moral agent. That word forever gets all over me. I've seen God save drunk, whores, thieves, about every class you ever think. And when people get saved, are y'all listening to me? Their life literally changes. It blossoms. Especially if they got a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Everybody that's saved ought to attend a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Never now and then y'all just have a spell. Y'all to kick a shoe. Some of y'all when you got your hair wound too tight now. All right, say it again with me right quick. Who have saved us. Did you see that word us?
Yes.
That's what got me. Now that word forever, Brother Billy, 390 times, everything that's in the Bible, 390 times. So the first time is in Genesis 3, last time is in Revelation 22. We were made to fellowship with God, to enjoy God. Say amen.
Amen.
Then how come it people look like they've been born on the dark side of the moon all the time?
Come on.
Explain that to me, would y'all please? Yeah. Just explain it. Well, this is a drudgery. I had church again. I love good church.
Amen,
Charles.
Amen.
Me and him's out of the old school.
Yeah.
We was down Answer one time, dear God, there's people getting saved right and left, building full of people. He was winning on the outside and he's getting saved on the inside.
Yeah.
Asked him. Yeah. Them days is almost the days of the past. But I'm telling you, it's wonderful to be saved.
Right.
Hey, girls, do this for me. Please. You know what I want to do? I know what I'm doing.
Sure.
Hey, Rick, do you ever just thank God to know that you are saved?
Absolutely.
When you look at people out here running up and down the streets, I look at them and I don't look at them. I think what they need is Jesus.
Yeah.
Today, a guy come down to the house. Oh, Lord, help us. He had tattoos all over him. Had bolts in his ear where there's big holes big as my thumb hanging down like this. And he told me he got saved at camp years ago. Said, I know I haven't lived for God. But now listen to me, please listen to me. People like that, they need the Lord.
Amen.
Drug addicts need the Lord. Drunks need the Lord. Religious people need the Lord. They need. What we need tonight is Jordan Baptist come to that realization. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven.
Yeah.
Brother, the services won't be a drudgery.
Right.
And every now and then you'll love to give. Did I say that right? Yeah. Woo! You will have a spell just giving.
Exactly.
Now say amen.
Amen.
Hear them eagles screaming when you mention money in the church.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, who hath saved us?
Yes.
That word forever. Amen. Dr. Mills?
Yes.
Starts out in Genesis, ends in Revelation. But it says a tree of life.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody asked me the other day, where's the Ark of the Covenant? They asked me that. Where's the Ark of the Covenant? Well, if God did take the tree of life and put it there in Revelation 22, it's in the book of Genesis, he can put the Ark of the Covenant wherever he wants to put it. Y'all didn't get that, did you? Y'all still ain't got it. Everybody's trying to find the Ark of the Covenant over in Israel. Well, we're within 2 inches. We found the ashes of the red heifer. If you really believe that, I'll sell you some ocean property in plastic cap. Within 2 inches of the ashes of the red heifer before they can erect the temple and go back to the temple worship. I've been hearing that for 20 years of my life. They're within 2 inches. Get out of life, James. Who hath saved us, Porter? I love that word. Say it. Say it. Who hath saved us? I love it.
Amen.
Love it. It's wonderful being saved. Y'all try this going down the road sometime. Just saying saved, saved, saved. Y'all try that. Don't get so scared there, girl. Lord, help us. I'm not going to beat on you. I'm sorry, girls. Hey, sing my song for me. Let's stand, please. Now, I want you to listen to this. And surely tonight, you ought to get out of your seat and get on your knees before God. And Jay said, Lord, I'm so glad you saved sinners. Lord, I'm so glad you just... Hey, I'm glad that I know the Lord. Not hope so, not guess so, not maybe so. He commended his love toward us while we were yet sinners. Sing, girls.
Sometimes the day seems long, and our trials
fall. A brighter day, a beautiful place is waiting on us.
We're tempted to complain, to murmur.
Boy, he's worth us living for him. 100 years old. If you're here tonight, and there's that emptiness in your life, Jesus died for you. The Philippian jailer said, what must I do to be saved? It's wonderful to be saved.
And all tears forever will be over, and God's eternal day.
Oh, listen to this. Forever, forever, amen.
It will be worth it all.
Every trial, every tear.
We see Jesus. Thy strong.
No beginning and no end.
So
all because we're saved, we'll live forever.
When we see Christ.
Father, as us seeing ourselves as God already sees
us,
something that produces thankfulness in our heart.
So bravely run this
race
till we see.
Oh, won't that be a good day? Woo! What a day seeing Jesus for the first time. Hey, Mary, nobody ever loved me like Jesus. Singing. Listen to this.
Is that on the cross?
No. That one that we sang. Greater love hath no man. Greater love hath no man. He laid down his life. Hang on just a minute. We sang it.
Really?
I can't think of the word. Hey, help me, Amy. Right. I can't. There you go. My mind.
Got it.
I got one of them AGE moments. That's AGE. Listen to this. Just sing a verse of it. Sing it with us. Here we go. Let them get the key. If I could play the piano like that, I'd scare the devil. What I think of him.
Since I found in him a friend so strong and true.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh, I
well, for God's sake, if you're here tonight
about
faith,
you
need to be saved.
My mind completely. Oh, it is something that no other friend can do.
Listen to this. Sin and darkness from me. But listen to this.
Oh, how much he cares for me.
I love that song. But when I couldn't come to him, he came to me. When I had nothing good about me at all whatsoever, Jesus saw the rags of my filth and still loved me and died for me. And by the way, if I'd have been the only person, he'd have died just for me. 6.5 billion people upon this little mud ball planet called Earth. And Jesus would have died if I'd have been the only one.
That's right.
Sing it, girls, and this is your verse. Would you come tonight?
All my life was sealed with sin when Jesus
just
found me.
You didn't find him, he found you.
Misery.
and misery. Hey, boy, it's wonderful to be S-A-V-E-D. It's wonderful to be saved. Who hath saved us and called us? Who hath brought immortality? I love this. Hey, that ought to make you raise your hand.
Jesus.
Glory! What a Savior.
There's no other friend so close.
No other friend.
That's He. No one else can take the sin of darkness from me. Oh, how much.
He cared enough for you that He stretched both arms out. Ain't that a blessing? Dear Lord Jesus, that'll make us love Him for a million worlds. Come on, Brother Billy. God bless your heart. Thank you, ladies.